Here is the important part of Senator Bernie Sanders' run for president. It's that he will run as a Democrat.
In the Senate, Sanders is marked down as independent. In fact, he identifies as a socialist. He might have made a third-party run for the White House. Instead, he's expected to formally announce today that he will enter Democratic primaries.
He can challenge Hillary Clinton and articulate his long-standing concern about the Democratic Party's ties to big business. Here's what Sanders said on this program in November.
People look out and they say, gee, the wealthiest people are doing phenomenally well. And where are the Democrats? Do people see the Democratic Party standing up to Wall Street? Any of these guys going to jail? Not really.
You can sense right there how Sanders might pressure Hillary Clinton to lean a bit left. NPR's Elsa Chang reports.
Bernie Sanders has lamented for a long time over what he thinks has been woefully missing from the national conversation. Here he was eating fried eggs for lunch in Burlington, Vermont last summer.
We don't talk about the real issues facing the American people. We don't talk about it. We talk about Hillary's hairdo.
My hairdo.
That's right. More to the point, my hairdo.
This frizzy-haired, 73-year-old Brooklyn native is the only member of Congress who calls himself a socialist. For months, he's flirted with a possible presidential bid, saying he'd jump in only if no other candidate could force the conversation he thinks Americans need to have about income inequality. Sanders is running for the Democratic nomination, but he's never identified as a Democrat because he says that party isn't doing enough to come up with real solutions for the middle class.
It's not just that the middle class is collapsing and that we have more people living in poverty than any time in America's history. What you're also seeing is the people on top doing phenomenally well.
You know, the interesting thing about Bernie is he's been saying the same thing for 35 years.
John Franco was a lawyer for the city of Burlington when Sanders was mayor there in the 1980s.
We used to call it the canned speech on the yellow legal pad because he'd get out on the yellow legal pad and he'd write it out. It would be the same speech, the same stump speech he gives now.
It's a stump speech about the gap between rich and poor, about reducing the power of corporate lobbyists, about government-run health care for everyone, about a national jobs program. A Sanders campaign could force Hillary Clinton to answer tough questions from liberals in her party. That might pull her further to the left, but it might also help hone her campaign skills during the primaries. For Sanders, though, the run for the presidency isn't ultimately about Clinton. Richard Sugarman is one of his closest friends.
He understands that there are not just rights to health care, rights to education, rights to food, but these are obligations people have for one another. This is something that he really believes, and this is very, very basic to him.
Sanders may be a long shot, but there's a long tradition of liberal populists who jump in for the long march to the Democratic nomination, just to give a voice to the ideas that propel them. Elsa Chang, NPR News.
We mentioned Sanders' long talk with us in November. You can find both parts of that interview on Twitter at Morning Edition.